Greetings there, dear physical angel. You are preparing for physical death, for rebirth from the earth plane back into the spirit world, and you wish to do it consciously. We are most honored and most grateful to be your midwife from the physical plane onto the non-physical plane. We first want to begin by answering some questions you may have about transitioning in this way. One of the questions is, what will happen to me? Will I feel pain? There are two parts to this question. What will happen to you? The nature of your physical ailment, the nature of what you are transitioning from, be it natural causes at your age, be it a disease. You will go through a reflective process first. If there is pain, yes, whoever is caretaking for you physically will have something to take care of the pain. You do not have to be in pain. It is all right to take the medicine. Whatever medicine you are offered, be it morphine, cannabis, something to ease the pain would be all right, if there is any. You will begin to go through your reflective process at that time. That reflective process, you will begin to see and hear spirit more readily in your physical body. You will begin to see spirit in your reality. The spirits may seem more real to you than the physical beings. You will also begin to not desire food or water. And when this happens, allowing it naturally, eating and drinking as long as you feel ready. As long as you feel hunger, as long as you feel thirst. Do not deny your body this. But when it naturally ceases, and you no longer have the desire, allow that to be all right. Do not eat or drink for someone else. Say, no thank you, I am finished with that now. And more of your reflective process will continue. You will reflect on your childhood. You will reflect on your adolescence. You will reflect on the things that you created in your life, your children, your career. Anything that you parented, your creativity. Allow yourself to go through this reflective process. We have created a meditation specifically for the reflective process, and you may listen to it as many times as you wish or you need. You will have fears that come to the surface concerning physical death. This is normal. Know that it is only physical. There is nothing on the other side that is going to get you. There is only pure love. You will be accepted back into pure love. Family members will be waiting for you. Elevated ancestors will open up the gates for you. Any deities that you may have been in a relationship with, Buddha, Krishna, Jesus, it does not matter. They will also arrive if you wish them to. Allow your fears to come to the surface. Allow your emotion to come to the surface. What are you really afraid of? Is it that you will leave other people, or that you feel unfinished with your work here? Know that this physical death is only one of many you have already had, and possibly one of many you have yet to have. You are birthing. You are birthing back into spirit to co-create on a much larger level than what you are capable of in a human form. Allow your feelings to arise, to emote them and to release them. Anything unfinished with other people, any conversations, any apologies, please have them. You want to heal as much as you can before transitioning. That is what this time is for, this preparation period. It allows you to heal as deeply as you can, to have the reflective process, and then to birth yourself consciously back to spirit. When you transition, you may also see us. We are here as your midwife because you have requested it. As you arrive, the spirit world will become more real than your physical world was. You may first wish to stay close to the earth, to see what happens to your body, to go to your funeral, and to visit your family members that you love, your friends that you love, to say goodbye, to be a part of the process for them. And then a spirit being, a guide, will come forward, asking if you are ready to move deeper into the spirit world. More of your healing will continue. When you are ready, listen to the reflective meditation first. You may listen to it several times. It may help you to release and to heal as much as you can before it is time for transition. The transition meditation a loved one will put on for you, probably after you have been sleeping. But if you feel ready and you want to listen to it, even if it is not yet time, you can, so that you can prepare yourself. It is both for preparation and for when it happens, if someone is there to play it for you. For now, let's move forward into the reflective meditation.